Kathleen Law is an angler, a member of the National Wildlife Federation, a former member of the Michigan Legislature, and a retired research scientist. First, what kind of game and fish besides polar bears and penguins are at risk because of climate change?
Well, everything that nests in the water or tries to have a fishery involved. It is affecting our national and our local bird, deer, the population, the habitat.
I guess that's the question, though. How do we know that it's not something else at work? How do we know that it's climate change? And, of course, the skeptics will say, how do we know it's man-caused changes to the climate?
Well, we can continue being in a state of denial and wonder where everything went, or we can get ahead. It's not important to me who's causing it. It's what can I do to help?
The U.S. House has passed climate change legislation. The Senate is debating a version. Will the policies in those bills be enough to save some of these fish and game species you're worried about?
It'll give us a chance. Without a concerted, willful effort, we have a very limited chance. So there are things that we can do that we must do as a people who wants diversity, who want to fish, who want to eat. I like venison. So what do we do to protect that resource and in a positive way, which is the education and resource restoration, I think, is probably the best way to start.
Opponents of climate change legislation worry a cap-and-trade carbon reduction scheme will cost the economy too much. They don't want the U.S. to be put at a competitive disadvantage. Will the concerns of hunters and fishers sway any members of Congress to actually support climate change legislation if they believe it's a jobs killer?
Well, it'll certainly be a consideration. The hunters and fishing folk are your constituents, or your neighbors, or your family. You can look at that. It's a job killer. So is climate disruption a job killer? So how do we create new jobs? Well, let's get people out planting marsh grass. Let's, you know, something positive, something that people can do that make a difference for them in their neighborhood, their community. That's positive. That's hope. We got to give them hope.
What is the National Wildlife Federation doing in Washington to affect the debate about climate change?
Well, they have flown in a large contingent of just people who are hunters and fishers and who have represented people in the constituencies to come in and talk to the senators. Our hunters and fishing people are, you can consider them sentinels. They're out there in November hunting ducks. They're out in April standing in the water fishing. These are our sentinel people, and to pay attention to what they're saying is very important, vital, and that's what we did in Washington, D.C.
Kathleen Law is a retired research scientist, a former member of the Michigan Legislature, and working with the National Wildlife Federation as part of an effort to save fish and game species the group says is at risk because of climate change. Thanks very much.
Thank you.